Hey guys, Merry Christmas, Noel Nziza,
and Joyeux Noël,
and that sums up all the languages we speak.
Yes.
And we are very happy this season. It is our favorite time of the year, because we got to spread love.
And receive love.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a two-way road.
Yeah.
So this episode, we are going to talk about just that. How do we spread love this period, this season, this festive season?
Yes. And I think today's episode is a little bit different because we get to hear to some of you how we can show love during this season.
And without further ado, let's hear what you have to say.
I think one of the many ways we can come together and spread love and share love this festive season, if I talk about it in a family setting, I think continuing the old, you know, family traditions that we used to have as children, because this could, you know, bring back fond memories and help people get together, feel closer to each other. But on the contrary, if their family members missing during these festive seasons, and it could be difficult to engage in the same traditions that we once shared, I think the best way we can do this is create new family traditions. And I believe this could, in some way, spark some new joy for this holiday season. Thank you.
Festive season is known as family time. Yes, so for me as well, I will spend it with my loved ones, but I will spread love. I'll just look for at least one person to make smile, to bless at least one person for their Christmas.
How I spend my festival season? First of all, I take festival season as a humbling, a love season, and joyful season. So in that regard, I take my time to go to vulnerable kids. I have been doing this since I think I was young. So I go to the vulnerable kids. I take the small I have, I sit down with them, we share a plate of food and some drinks and have fun, like laugh, talk, like share those memorable times with them. So I always go out of my comfort zone and then I go down in the village, so where those kids are, and then we share those memories. Yeah, that's how I do it.
I think the holidays are tough for some people and very lonely for most. Not everybody is in the holiday spirit, and for a lot of people, the holiday is yet another reminder of how depressed you are, how lonely you are, where you feel like the world is moving and you're just at a standstill and a lot is happening around you, but nothing's happening to you. I think one good thing that people who are quote unquote in the holiday spirit or busy during the holiday season can do is try to include the people who aren't. And I don't know exactly what that looks like, but some people maybe don't have Christmas plans and just trying to like be like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm inviting people. Or being like, you know, maybe, you know, you can give them a gift, maybe like, oh, let's be younger and maybe less lonely and feel like they're part of something or somebody's remembering them, because it's very easy, you know, go and even go around left, right, center. To the rest of the people, to the rest of the world. So if there is a way for people to be included in little things that aren't overwhelming, aren't too expensive, where they feel like they can't afford and can't be a part of. People get together and do things together. For example, my Thanksgiving, for example, I know I could have a small Friendsgiving. Christmas, I know I could have like a little Friendsmas, any Friendsmas. Like, you know, just get together a little bit. You know, you have always everything, you know, to look forward to.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for sharing with us how you spread love during this holiday season. And we learned a thing or two. I personally learned a thing or two.
Yeah.
And one of the things I learned from our contributors today is to start new family traditions.
Yes.
Because again, some of these traditions we used to have become obsolete.
Yes, they have aged. And that used to be a very good feeling.
I know, very good feeling.
It was one of the things we were always looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, but now we can look forward to new things.
Yeah.
We can create new family traditions.
Yes.
That reflect best who we are today and what interests we have.
Yeah. Another thing that one of our listeners said is to basically make someone smile. This is, again, the season to give and receive love.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's someone you want to make smile, someone you want to show love this season, this is actually the right season.
Mm-hmm.
This is the right time to do it. You can think of a person and think of something you can do for them that can make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that I learned from our today's content creators.
Yeah, yeah, fellow content creators.
Is that this period can be a reminder of how lonely one is.
Yeah.
Because most families, not all of them, but most families, they have things going on.
Mm.
Some of them do them on Christmas, some
yeah.
others on New Year's Day.
Mm.
Either way, most families have things going on.
Yeah.
And some people don't have people to be with on those days.
Yeah.
Could be because they don't have people.
Yep.
Could be because their families live far.
Yeah.
Could be because any other reason.
They are really working.
They are working. True.
Yeah. Mm.
So if there is someone like that in your surrounding that you know that they will be lonely this period, and if you have a family function, if it's okay with your family,
yeah,
then invite them over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that they're not lonely this period.
Yes.
This is a period to be merry.
It is, and to be happy.
Yes.
And to smile.
And watch cheesy movies.
Yeah, and watch cheesy movies. What are you planning to watch?
I don't know. It has Santa and Christmas in the title.
Okay, let's not talk about cheesy Christmas movies. Anyways, so that was some of the things that our listeners gave us, and thank you so much again for contributing. And so the following are what we think you can do to show love during this season.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is donate. When we talk about donating, most people think you have to go out of your ways and give a lot of money, you know, do out of things that are out of the ordinary,
mm-hmm.
you know. But honestly, donating, it can be, it's one of the easiest things you can do, because we all have, Changwa say, let's say you have clothes you don't wear anymore, you know. Someone needs them.
Yeah.
Someone needs them. Maybe there is food. Ushana kutana ufite murugo ariko ukagenda maybe kuri boutique, like you buy something and you can share with either your neighbors or someone you know who doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say this season, anywhere you can take something, barabyakira.
Yeah.
It can be at the hospital, to your church. And
some charities.
Yes, and charities. Yeah. Yes, and during this season, I saw it. Hadi like people drop those things, You can document yourself and see where you can drop your things kugira ngo babashe kubijyana. And it doesn't always have to be food. It can even be ibintu ibikoresho by'isuku. You can buy ikarito y'isabune, you can buy toilet paper, you can cuz it's again it's the season to make someone feel loved and seen. And so you can do that. You can donate. And donating, you know, hari abantu, I don't know if this is gonna sound mean, but like, you know, there are people who are hoarders, you know, like people who, like, you attach to some of your things and you don't want to give them, but maybe that thing you're keeping mukawatika where someone can love them even more.
That reminded me of, there's a neighbor we had, and I think around Christmas in Gori Webjes, right? Something like that. Because around Christmas all the time, they used to come to our house, but to Zanibi Gori.
Aww, Babi Tete.
No, Babi Sarui. And mind you, I guess they had a farm somewhere. Mind you, they weren't like those people that we visit during the year, and they didn't even visit us. But every time around Christmas, we all had this basket of maize.
Ah, that's nice.
And it was that basket always came with no hidden z's, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can donate, and what you have can make someone else smile this season. All right. So something else you could do this season is to tip.
Tip
more than you usually do.
Do you think tipping is mucho in this Kigalian?
I don't know. Because sometimes, but I don't think so. I hope it's coming. Because there's somebody who explained this whole concept of tipping to me once. They said, you go to your job and you get paid at the end of every month. But when you do something, and when your boss tells you, thank you, well done.
Yeah.
It makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
So he was like, that tip is your way of saying thanks to the waiter.
That's true.
So this season, you know, there are some people who have holidays. Students will be on holidays. Some offices will close. But there are some people who don't have holidays. They have the most work this season.
Yeah.
They can be with their families as they want. They can be with their friends as they want. So those are people in the hospitality sector. So that's waiters, the housekeeping ladies in hotels. Those are the front desk. Who else? Hairdressers, nail artists, you name it.
Yeah.
So those people, guys, be intentional in
the delivery guys.
Yes. Yeah. The delivery guys, sometimes we don't even think about tipping them, yet they always deliver with a smile.
Yeah.
So this season, let's tip. Yeah. Let's cultivate the habit of tipping.
Yeah.
And tell them as you tip them, Merry Christmas.
Go
ahead and see that goes.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so another basically something else you can do to show love over the holidays is to gift an experience you can both enjoy. Let's say you have someone, it can be your mom, it can be your dad, it can be your significant other, it can be your siblings, it can be a friend, and you know maybe they would enjoy going to, you can go and get your nails done, Rumba, and you can go watch a movie, you can go to a spa.
Yes.
Kugira ka massage, you know. So if you know it's something someone can enjoy this season, give them that. Let's go do this, you know, and make sure that they know that, it's maybe I can buy something for them. I can buy them a pair of shoes, a dress or a sweater, and nibaza yambare, you know,
nibanayikunde. Or maybe mukamuri nka batatu mumuhaye the same thing,
right? Because these times people tend to give gifts on this notice. Let's give gifts. Yeah, like you can, it can be something you both can enjoy. You can take them for brunch, have a nice dinner, a lunch, and then both of you are happy.
Yeah, you can do a picnic. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Yes.
If you're minding the pocket. Mm-hmm. But either way, since it's your person, you definitely know what they would enjoy. Then bug on that.
Yes. You know. Mm-hmm.
All right. And the other thing that you could do this season is to pay it forward. By paying it forward, you will not limit yourself, of course, to this season. You can look back the entire year and see something that somebody did for you.
Yes.
All right. Maybe somebody bought you coffee.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody helped you prepare for a job interview.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody helped you, I don't know, apply to some school or something. So this season, think of all those things that people did for you and be like, of all these things, what can I pay forward?
Yes.
So if you have somebody in your network, in your contact, they have a job interview upcoming, help them prepare.
Yes.
You know, help them review their CV or if it's somebody, I don't know, you were bought coffee, then you know somebody who would enjoy having a cup of coffee coming out of nowhere.
Yes.
You know, just say, good morning, you put coffee on the table. So
yes.
If you know somebody who would enjoy it, doesn't have to be the person who offered it to you. And therefore, it can be someone else.
Yeah.
But do those little gestures, those little kind things you could do to make somebody smile. Because at the end of the day, this season, all we want to do is spread love.
Yeah.
And have people have a reason to say, I think I had a good, you know, festive season. I think I had a good Christmas season. And if you did play a role in that, then all the very best.
Yes. And I think we were just talking about it earlier. This is the first Christmas or holiday without us wearing face masks.
And the last two times, right?
Yes, for the past two times.
Yeah.
And we can actually gather with no restrictions. So let's give it our best this year.
Yeah,
especially since ntagabantu bari baherukanye, like to be, I mean, we've been doing it like this whole time, but specifically for the holidays. So let's go that extra mile and show people that they're appreciated and loved and, you know, seen.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode and we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And hope you enjoyed the festive season.
Yes.